يعني داف لما تخسم البيز let us just start from the beginning of the sugyem mit der rabbe shim gamliel nishma de meriden korb und nicht sei shavei mit der rabbona nishma de meriden korb und nicht sei shavei is der rabbe shim gamliel that holds that by a pekoden that is heilig leibot you sell it. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he will also hold if a baal akarka became nishba, so you may read a korev lenechosav, he should be metapel with the nechosim in order they shouldn't get ruined. Someone should take care of it. So it's the same shita. That's according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. With the rabbono nishma, the ain meriden korav lenichsei shavi. The rabbono hold that even though the nechosim ahilach leibud, skedei cheschoinam, we do not, you're not metapel with it, you don't chapel with it. You leave it the way it is. So according to the Rabbanon, they will also hold Emerit and Korb and Nichsei Shovi. So the Gemara says, Emimai, how can you compare these two halachas? Dil ma'at kan lekama Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hochem el mishim de kakal yekarne. By Pekoden, there is a possibility that the whole thing will become ruined. So Memela, so there Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that Bezen, the Nifkat, it's Mutulolo, also Shavas Aveide, to sell it that the Bala Pekodin should remain with something. Avol Hosam, but over there, by Meriden Korobel Nichsei Shavoy, it won't be Kal Yekande, it'll be a Hefsid, but won't be such a Soren of Kal Yekande. So it could be Achinami Deimerin, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also holds Deimerin. Ba'ad kan leikom Rabon and Hoche, el Iker Rav Kahan, Iker Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. And the Rabon that said over here, Layiga boy, by a Pekodin, that's for different Cheshboinis. Or it's Odom Bekav Shaloi, or Shemar Son Truma Maisa Mokemacher. So therefore, there's a halach of Layiga boy. But it could be by Nichsei Shavui. We don't have these two possibilities. Shemanason Truma, we don't have the Cheshbin of Reitzon and Bekav Shaloi. So it could be Hachinami de Meride. So the Gemara asks, Lememre the Trei Taiminin. So you're saying there are two distinct halachas and one is not dependent in the other. For Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Aloche Kerab Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, we pass on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we sell the pekodin. For Omar Shmuel, Meriden Korev Lenichsei Shavoy. And the Pesachos Moshe wants to say that Shmuel said this in the same Maimet. He said these two Aloches, Aloche Shimon Gamliel, Meriden Korev Lenichsei Shavoy. Lav mishum dechataimu. So, mistame, it's one reason. Since halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, and you sell the pekodin, that is why meriden korav lenichsei shavi. So, the Moshe says, loy, trei taimenina. Maybe he said in the same maimed, because in Yesod, there are similar halachas that we do not let the nechosim get ruined. But it's two different timing. Loi trei timing in it. The two different timing. Here could be because it's oilech liibud. And here could be, but that's by pekodin, it's oilech liibud. And here could be Shmuel holds. There's no reason why not, because we're not chayish lipseide. So there's no hefsed whatsoever. So the two different timing. Hachinami mistavre, that the one halacha is not connected to the other. The Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, הלוכי כדברי חכמים. רב נחמן פסקין לייק את החכמים, לבי פקודן לזה הלוכי ולא ייגע בוי, אמר רב נחמן מרידן קורב לנכסי שווי, אין רב נחמן פסקין מרידן קורב לנכסי שווי, שיסיק לו, אלו שמה מינו, תרי תאמינינו שמה מינו. The two different timing, so ממילא, so therefore one is not dependent on the other. זאת גמור הביתה. איתמה, שווי שנשבו, someone was captured, is רב עומר, now we'll see, it's in יסוד את המחלוקת סמרוי. רב עומר, אין מרידן קורב לנחוסוב, ונד מרידן קורב לנחוסוב, ושמול עומר, מרידן קורב לנחוסוב, ויום מרידן קורב. So the Gemara starts telling us different tnoi. B'sheshamo boi shemeis, if there was a koil or an eid echad that said that the shavui died. It's not a bir gomor, but al kaponim it's mistaver that it was a koil or an eid echad, mistaver is taken that. Kulam alay pligi de meirid. So then everyone holds meiridin. And the reason is because the karev who enters this karke, he has in the back of his mind, mistame, this karke belongs to him. Mistame is that. We're talking about a karev, that's the closest yerish. Mistame, this karke belongs to him. And therefore, whatever he'll do in the karke will be letoive. That means he won't do anything that which will be mekalkel the karke or be mafsed the karke, because he himself is under the impression most probably this is my karke. Mistama yarshin the karke. So there everyone holds that there's everything to gain and nothing to lose to be meired this korev in the karke. I mean, he's gonna, Mustama, take very good care of the karke. So why shouldn't we be meired the korev to this karke? Kipligi b'shaloi shomu b'y shemeis. He's missing, but there's no birr. No one ever said, besides Abir, there's not a koil, there's no, we didn't hear any idea whatsoever that he's dead. So Memele, there's a svara to say that Mistam is not dead. Is Rav Omar ein meridin, so we will not let a korem into the field, dilme mafsid lohu. That means, since this korem is under the impression that really Mustami is alive, he's going to come back later. So he is not worried or concerned about the matzav of the karka, because he is under the opinion the karka sai v'sai will go back to the previous owner. So when he's here, he'll try to work with the karke as much, he can take out of the karkas as much as he can to get more payers, and he won't be concerned about the welfare of the karke. It's not his karke. So Mamele, so Rav holds, it's more detrimental to bring a korev into the karke than to leave it alone. Maybe this korev will be mafsid lo, will be mekalkul the karke. So it's kedai shev al tasa. Shmuel omar meridin. Shmuel says no meridin. Kiven the omar mar shemin luka oris. That afilu he'll come back, lemaise, the one who will merid gets a percentage of the crops. Who knows when he'll come back? So al kaponim, each year, he can get a percentage of the crop. So the better the karka is, the better the crops will be, the greater the percentage will be. So memele, there's no reason to think that he'll be reckless when he takes care of this karka. He'll be mafsid the karka. Adarabe, he'll take good care of the karka because he's going, the better care he takes of the karka, the more benefits he will derive. So memele, there's nothing but to worry about. Let us see what Rashi says. Korev haroi liyoshoi ve'en korev mimena. We're speaking about the one who is oimed to yarsha. Sheshama boi shemeis kolam aloi pligi demeride. Dim yavoyu abaylem koidem sheyoichol ze haperes. If the baylem will come before he eats the peres, yitol ze kishara risem. So he's not losing anything. He'll get like an oris. V'yachzer ha'shar, and he'll give back the rest. V'im yavoyu eidem shemeis, yiresh sakel. So that means, when the korev enters the karka, he knows there are two possibilities that might occur, and the better he takes care of the karka, the more it will be l'tayvosai. So that's if shama shemeis. If loy shama shemeis, so Rav holds mafsid lo. That means he thinks he's going to come back. This is only for a short time. Loy yizabel hakakois, he won't fertilize the karke. The yizraim tomid, he won't let the karke rest. He'll be planting one crop after the other crop. Biat chishem, and he'll be makrish the karke, so he'll be mazik the karke. He doesn't see that it will belong to him, so Mamela, he'll do reckless things, and that will be Makrish the Karka. And Shmuel says, Kim da Mamala Kamon, Vikulam Shaman Lem Karis. Im Yavoyu Abaylam, if the Baylam will come, Shaman Loze Chelkoi Bechol Shone Sha'ovad Bo Keminik Arise Heir. The Baylam will come, so whatever grew will get a percentage. Imachze, imshlish, imrevia. So memele, since he will zicha get a percentage, the worst scenario, so memele, he'll take good care of the karka. That is the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Meiseve, so the gemara is akasha. We learned, Rabbi Lezer Ima, it says in the Pasuk, a person should not be mitzayer, an almone, or a yosem. Then it says further, and if a person does, v'chora api, the Bein Yisrom says, that will bring about the gevaldike midas hadin, a kitruk, Varakti yeschem, becherev, becharev, and I'll kill you, for such an hoge. Vahoyu nisheichem almoneis ubneichem yisaymem. And it says, what's going to be? That you're going to get killed, your wives will be almoneis, your children will be yisaymem. So Rabbi Elazar asked Akashe, lechoyre, if it says varakti yeschem becharev, so I know that that's Vashteitzech, after Barakti Yeschem Bechorev, so I know that Avoyu Nesheichem Almonis and Beneichem Yisaimim. So what is the Pasuk being Mosif with this? Elamat Amalim Avoyu Nesheichem Melamed Shenesheiseyen Mevakshes Linosei. That the wives, so we'll see in Rashi, that the Pasuk is telling us two punishments. There's one punishment, v'chora api v'rakti yeschem. That's one punishment. Then there's another punishment that you won't know that you're dead. You'll be a shavui. והיו נשייכם מלמד שנשייסיים מבקשס לנוסי ואין מניחן איסם. Your wives will want to get married and they won't let them get married because it's not mavur that you're dead. ובניהם רוצים לרד לנכסי אביהם ואין מניחן איסם. We'll come back later to this, but let's just continue. So Rabbi Lezer says that the Pasuk is telling us a second einish. There will be an einish that it will not be nisbara that you're dead, and your wives and children will have difficulties. Your wives will be unable to get married, and your children, we will not permit the children to be yored lenichsei aviyah. So now, we have Akasha, so this is Akasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says, in such a scenario, that the father became a shavui, we don't know what happened with him. So Shmuel said, Yerdim Korev Lenichsei Shavui. What do you mean? We won't let them go into the Karkev account. In such a scenario, we let them use the Karkev. We let them go into the Karkev. They work on the Karkev. So what is Pshat? So what is Pshat in this? Is a raya to Rav? Is a raya to Rav that ain't maridin korev lenichsei shavi? So we see a raya to Rav. Agavucha, we see a meridik ezach over here, that what Rav says ain't maridin korev lenichsei shavi, because maybe he'll be mafsed it, is a raya to the kedin. Rabbi Lozer is saying Pshat na Posik. The Posik says this is what's going to happen. The children will not be able to enter the Karke. That means, Minatoyre, we will not let them enter the Karke because we're chayish lo bimavsa the Karke. And, so that's the Einish, what's going to be. Al Kaponim, we see the Posik says clearly, like Rav, that we will not permit them to enter the Karke. So Rav said, no, that what it means, that we don't permit them, does not mean that we won't permit them to work on the kark. To work on the kark, we zichin permit them. We're not chayish for pseide. They can work on the kark. But there's a ben that's yoyrish aviv, he can sell the kark. It's not only he can use the kark. He can sell the karke. This is the einish. He won't be able to sell the karke because we don't know if the father is alive or not. So that's pshat. So it's no kashe. Abeleza means something else. Have a uvde bin Nardo. There was a mice in Nardo. There was a shayla. The father became a shovi. There was a shayla in Nardo. Can we permit the children to enter the karke? Uposhto Rav Sheshes Mehomas Nisan. So Rav Sheshes was poshed from this, from Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says that if I care, the Posik is speaking about such a case, that we don't permit them to enter the karke. So you see, Ein Meridim Korev Lenichsei Shavit. So Rav Amram said the same thing what Rav said. It doesn't say over here, it means they can't sell it. We will not give them the full ownership of the karka. That's the ownership. Omalei, so Rav Sheshes did not like at all this pshat of Rav Amram. Dilme mi pumpadisa at, maybe you come from pumpadisa, the Mailen Pile Bekupe de Machte, that in Pumpadise they can say such a doichik, they can take an elephant and put it into an eye of a needle. It's bedoichik, but that's their oifen halimut. I mean, that's not pshat and Rabbi Lozer. Vadum yedinishay sayim ktoni. It says that the bneyim are equal to the nishay sayim. Mahosam klaloi, just like by the noshim, we will not permit them to get married. So we will not permit them to enter the karka. They could enter the karka, they could work on the karka, they can sell the karka. No, we're makish b'neichem to nisheichem. So Rav Sheshes did not hold of this diktator. Now let us see Rashi. Zet Rashi. And Malamed Shanishayim Mevakshis Linose Sheyelchu Beshevi, that they will be captured. V'lo Yedu B'neim Imchayim Imesim, the children will not know Imchayim Imesim. V'yiu Nishayim Almonis Lo'ilam, so the notion will be Almonis. Shein Bezdin Menichin Oysom Linose, Bezdin will not permit them to marry. U'B'neim Ki Yisoyimim Shlo Yushu Nechseim, they will not yarshin the nechosim. Ushtei klolas, hein? So the posik is speaking about two klolas. Achas shel cherev. One klolas b'chora api v'arakti yeschem b'chorev. That's one klolas. V'achas shel shvi. Abushma mino ein meride. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi for a few minutes. Number one, the Nachlas Moshe's Moira, let us somehow, it says in the Posig that Voyu Nisheichem Almonis Ubneichem Yisoimim, and it seems from this statement we see that the women can't get married. From this statement we see that the children are not Yoyred L'Nechosim. That's the Raya. So, the Maskele David says, Pshat, let's say, Vohoyu Nisheichem Almonis, Vohoyu Mashme Bavyosan Yehu, they'll remain Almonis, Shetisha'alna Almonis, that means if they'll be able to get married, so she has a husband already, she's not an Almonis, she has a husband, Vahoyu Nisheichem Almonis. And let's elaborate a little more. The love of Kol Almoni V'Yosem Leisanu. What is the love? One should not be Mitzayer and Almoni V'Yosem. So the Chinuch is Mevayer because till now they had a husband to rely on, to guide them. That was till now, and now she's an almona, so there's a besunder alav. Chol almona v'yosam loisanu. There's a lot to be mitzayir on almona, to be mitzayir. The yosam had a father. The father took care of him, and now he's nebuch on the border. So there's a lot. He shouldn't be mitzayir. So the Almone, what it says in the Torah, Almone, means a woman who does not have a husband backing her and guiding her. That's the Taitz Almone. That is the Pshat Almone. So Memele, so that was, it says, Vohoyu Nisheichem Almonois. It means, so he says, Vohoyu Bavyosan Yehu, they'll remain Almonois. They'll never be able to have a husband that can back them and guide them. So, what do you mean they'll never have? They'll get married. They'll have what? So, they won't be able to get married. Fine. So, the first half of the drash we understand. The second half is very difficult. Ubneichem Yisaimim. They'll be Yisaimim. So, where in Yisaimim does it say that they can't Yarshan? They can't Moira the Nechseim. This is a big problem. That's the Nachlas Moshe Mutzitzich very much on this. I mean, they'll be Yisoyimim, fine. The father dies, they're Yisoyimim. So here it says, I thought of something which is not too good, but maybe it's... The Chinuch says, how long is one a Yosem? There's a lot of Kol Almoni V'Yosem Lo Yisanu. So to when this this by an almona it always applies. Because when she's an almona, there's a love of leisana. By a yosem, what pshat? He lost his father when he was the father was 102 and he was 75. Kol almona veyosem leisana is a yosem. Shem shemaim. He's a grandfather. Kol almona veyosem. But what when to when does the love apply? So the chinuch says the yosem kori that he's unable to take care of himself. He's dependent on a father. That's a taich a yosem. When he is self-sufficient, he's not a yosem. That's not called a yosem. The lava called yosem leisano means he, this person is helpless. He can't take care of himself. Fine. That's the taich of a yosem. Now, it would seem, which is very difficult in Yesod, it would seem like this, that if he could be yoyre to the karke, if he could yarshen the karke, then it would seem he's self-sufficient. That's how it would seem from the Gemara. Then he's self-sufficient. He has a karke. He could work on the karke. I mean, maybe he has stocks. I mean, someplace, I mean, what, to say that the karka makes it or breaks it is very difficult to understand. But al koponim, that's how somehow it seems the Gemara held like this, that if he's a yosem, the pasuk says ibn echem yosemim, that means there would be an afsharis that they could be self-sufficient through this karka, through working on the karka, or through selling the karka, and they would be ois yosemim. No! They'll remain Yisraimim. That somehow, it seems that, I don't know if it's a good shot, but somehow that's a pistarayin of the Gemara. So that's why they're called Yisraimim, and that's how the Gemara proved that a meridinoisam, they can't work on the karka, they can't sell the karka. Okay. I'd like to say another ha'ore, if this is emes veisachnit, but it's very interesting. Rashi says, "Melamed shenishayim mevakshes linose." Sheyelchu. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi is very interesting. Sheyelchu bashevi, that the husbands will be captured. V'lo yodu b'neim imchayim imesim. The sons don't know if he's alive. V'yinishayim almonis loylom. And the wives will be almonis. Shem bezim and nichen loyson linase. Bezim will not let them get married. Or b'neim kisayim shloyosho nechsei. So Rashi says one very interesting word. V'loyodu b'neim. The sons don't know if he's dead or alive. The sons don't know. Who does know? So Levini is daiti. It seems the wife does know. The wife does know he's dead. The sons don't know. That's the mashmois of Rashi. V'lo yodu b'neim, that's what Rashi is saying. V'lo yodu b'neim, the sons don't know im chayim im meisim. Fine. The wife knows, but the sons don't know. So mameles of us is. The wife does know. So midarabonon, the isha shamra meis bailey, she's never. That's midarabon. We're learning chumash now. We're not learning of the takonis darabon that the isha is never. She knows. She wants to get married. She says, "I saw him dead. I know he's dead." She wants to get married, but Bezlin will not let her get married. Because that what Anisha says, Meis Bailey, she's not Nemo. Fine. So the sons don't know, and the wife does know. And what would be if the sons would know? So that if the sons would know, the apostle ate this. So, Lule de Mistafine, if the sons would know, so then could be they could be Yoyred l'nechosim al tzedin of Bori v'shema. They say, listen, we're not Edim, but we know he's dead. You say he's not, you know he's not dead. So it could be als bori v'shem, or they could take over the karke. There's no musik in the karke. No one's a musik in the karke. So memele, and the oimed lirish the karke. So memele could be with bori v'shem, or they would be nemo. But that's the oinish. They don't know. So Mamela, they can't go into the Kaka because they don't know. So and she, I feel like she does know, but we won't let her get married. That's this Gemara. Agav uche the mefoshem es kakashe the ben yeyode the enyake the one of the mefoshem and the enyakev it's a very interesting kasha. The Bebasod I think has the kasha also. We're speaking about this is a punishment to the father. I mean, call amone v'yosem loisana. What in you shouldn't be mitzayir an amone. You shouldn't be mitzayir yosem. And if you do, v'chora api v'hoyu nisheichem amones. So this is a punishment. So nisheichem amones. What's the punishment? Fakert, he's very happy she's an amon. She should get married. I mean, he's happy that she's an amon. That's quite it. She won't get married. She remembers her husband. They asked, this kasha is asked. I mean, it's not a, what, that's a punishment for him because his wife can't get married. That's a kasha that they ask. Okay, others say, since he'll be a suffix, so no one's going to say Kaddish on him. Oh, this is a punishment already. They won't say Kaddish, they won't say Chivin. That's already, if it's a matzav of, it's a matzav of suffix, so, this message, he'll understand a little better. Anyway, let's go further into Gemara. Have uvda ben erdoi, bishavui sheyorad yoshal in achosov, uposhtar av sheishis mehomas nise. Da'in meridim. Omalei Rav Amram, dumalei redvulim kertnan, toni. We don't permit them to sell it. It doesn't say that. Yeah. She says the mailim pile mishan yishnu yedecheke kemavakish lahachnis pil shil chaye gedoyla benekev machat. Let's go for it. Zik the Gemara weiter. This shaila. So the Gemara says, "Umayridin korev lenichsei shavui." This shaila, if you mayrid a korev lenichsei shavui tanoi, is a machlekes tanoi. The sanya, we learned the baraisa as follows: Hayoyred lenichsei shavui, ein mayziyan oisei miyadoi. This is being about a korev that went into nichsei shavui, ein mayziyan oisei miyadoi. V'loy oit, elo afilu shoma shememash meshin uboy. He heard, he went into the field, and he heard that he's coming back. The shavui is coming back. He got a message. He's on his way. He'll be here in 2 months. He heard that. V'kodam v'tolash v'ochel. Now he was working on the field. He was still, we'll see, in the back of his mind, he was still dreaming that this kake is his, we'll see. And now, all of a sudden, he hears that the shavui is coming back, a simcha gedoyla. Uboin v'kodam v'tola shvacha. Oh, he's coming back. I worked so hard in this field. I planted in those. So he went and cut off all the peiris, and he ate them all up. Is Areza Zoris Veniskar. Not bad. He didn't do anything wrong. And he worked hard and he cut, he harvests the pears and he eats them up. Zochaloy. The Eilo, this is Hayer the Nifse Shav. The Eilo in Nifse Shvui. A Shahoya Oviv, a Yochi, the Echad Minamarishim, Hochla Modinus Hayom. Vishamu behen shemeis, and they heard there was a shmua that he died. So that's the din. That's yoyret. You don't kick him out and fakert. And if he eats the peiris, he's a zoris meniska. Hayoyret lenichsei netushim. That is not nichsei shavi. This is nichsei netushim. Meitzien oisai miyodai. Then he went in, we will kick him out of the field. Ve'elu ein nichsei netushim. Ereisho ya'oviv o'yochi ve'echmin marishim hochem dines hayom. Le'shamu b'em shemeis. He's not coming back. We don't have the faintest idea what happened with him, but there was no curl that he's dead. Va'omar, so the Tanakhama holds that here, you, Maitzina Isimiyode, if will not be Moirid Akoriv, and if he went on his own accord, we'll kick him out of the field. Va'omar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel shamati shanetushim kishvui. No, the same thing. The tushim are also like shvui. So now let's just hold cheshbon. So we have here as follows: a shavui sheshamu shemeis. Everyone agrees that you let him in, and there's no problem. And a shavui sheshama shemeis. He in the back of his mind, he thinks most probably that it's his karke. There's no chash of to be mafsed. If he knows it's his, he's careful. With his things, he's careful. So maybe there's no chash, he's mafsed, we'll let him go in. And he invested a lot, he wants to eat the peres, we'll let him eat the peres. He comes back later, we'll see, we give him like an oris. Akoponim. If Shoma Shemeis, everyone agrees, Sayedetan Nekama Say Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that Merit. Netushim means that they left, and we have no knowledge what happened with them. So here the Tanakhama says, so since there's no Shmuel whatsoever that he's dead, then we can't trust the Kalev. He could damage the karka. We will not let him in. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shamati shenetushim kishvui. No. It's the same thing. We'll let them in, and we don't have what to worry about, since we give him like an oris. We don't have to worry about that he'll damage the karka. Hayoyred lenichsei ritushim. Well, what if a person is yoyred lenichsei ritushim? Maitzian oisei miyodai. We'll see in a minute. Ve'elu em nichsei ritushim. What's nichsei ritushim? Ha'isha'o ya'oviv o'yochi v'yach minem rishin kan. They're here. And all of a sudden, they pack their bags, and they leave. They leave. Where you going? None of your business. Whatever it is. Fine. He's going away. He's away. Now, kan shayel aben. He has an intent to go away, and why didn't he tell anybody? He knows he's going away in his own accord, and that's when he was captured by a terrorist. He went away, and he's going away, and he knows he's going away for a long period of time. So before you go to bed, you pack. So maybe take care of your karka. He took care. I don't want anyone there. If I would want someone there, I would want my krovim there, I tell them. And since I didn't tell them, so that's saying, hands off. Don't worry about my karka. I don't want anyone mingling in the karka, going into the karka. Fine. Yeah. We don't know where they went. And they did not inform anybody what to do with the karka. So Memele here, everyone agrees that Maitzia Naisim Yodai. If the Bailam left on his own accord and did not leave over instructions, he didn't speak to go over to the Kov and tell him what to do. So that means he's don't go in. I don't want anybody in the Kalka. Maishna Hanich the Korlu Natushim and Maishna Hani the Korlai Ritushim. So the Gemara says, Netushim de Bal Kolchach. Netushim means, Bal Kolcham, they were separate away from the Karka. That means they didn't leave on their own accord. They left Adaita to come back, and then they were captured. Tachsiv, Ashvi, Tishmetena, Unetashto. Afkata de Malke. the tushim, the midaiton, the chsiv, aim albonim lutosha. Let us just see Rashi. So Rashi, nichse retushim, shanachosim, retushim, akama fosh lotushim, ashmesh, osmo bailam, midaiton, holchalam, kibidol etzaves, ridu yosha, lenichse, beloitziva, shmamino, leinechele, נטושים שנות שום בעליהם בעל כוחם, כשנשבו, they were captured, בעיני תנוי, דרב שימן, בעיני תנוי, בעיני נטושים. דרב שימן סובר מריד, בבון הסוברי, אין מריד. הוכי גרסינם, נטושים על כוחם, דרסיב השביס, תשמתן, ונטשתו, אין על כוחם, למין you're forced to leave up the חייב, you shouldn't be gave it. הפקעת דמלכם, מצווס המלך, ריטושים, מידייתם דחסיב, הם אלבונים רטושה, רוטושה. היינו מידייתוי. ולא שביעה. That means he left on his own accord, ולא שביעה. דחסיב ראשי דקוד, this is a פוסק הנשאה. וקום שוין במחו, we'll see there was a חשש מלחמה, היו יראים של יבואי אויבים עליהם. That Rashi is giving a running commentary on the פוסק. That they were, you're afraid that the oivim might come. V'chol mivtzorecha yushad, and because of what you did, we'll see what happened, all of your strong places will be robbed. Yigolu v'goyle me'aleim, you're gonna run away, because you're afraid the oivim are going to come. V'yisha'aru ayore shnudim me'ineinish, so then the ayores will be robbed, because there's no one here to protect them. Kishoit, and this is right to the lashon of the pasuk, Shalman beis arbel b'yoyim l'chama. Kishoit edim haboyim l'chama, that means that everything will be robbed, like the robber, kishoit edim haboyim l'chama idei marat, that if there was an ambush, alam ha-yoshim b'sholem, that there was a nation that was sitting b'sholem, they were completely unprepared, shloin nizru b'em livroich mipneim, v'shoit edim nesakul, that's called shoit shalman, Base Arbel. Shalman means they were Yeshev Bisholem, and Arbel means and they made a marov around the ear and they were unprepared. Chamoyu Hoglash Yehuda Kula Hoglash Shloimim Mitoch Yeshiva Sholem Bein Machrit Heglom Nebuchadnezzar. That means it was they were unprepared and they were went to Golas. Base Arbel Targum Yonis and Base Marav. They were ambushed. Aleph Lamed Yisayim. So the Aleph Reish Base from the beginning of the word is Loshen Marav. Kama Yanu Es Yisrael Shaloshen Zriya Ule Loshen Yir. Amidi Ka'oma. Now let's go back. Yushad Kishoyd Shalman Beis Arbel. They will be robbed like Kishoyd Shalman Beis Arbel. Michlar Dahu Yoyim La Beis Arbel. This pasuk is not speaking about that there was a melchama, there was an ambush. They were scared. So they left. They left the wives there. They ran away. They left the wives there. Maybe the oyev will come. So there it means they went on their own accord and they left over the wives and the children. Rutosha nezovah.